Breakfast might consist of an egg white omelet with spinach, tomatoes, and a little feta cheese, a small cup of tropical fruit, and a mimosa made with freshly squeezed orange juice. Lunch could be a small portion of tilapia and steamed vegetables with fresh herbs and extra virgin olive oil, served with yogurt sauce on the side, iced tea with lemon, and fresh blueberries for dessert. Dinner depends on whom you're dining with. If you're eating alone or with your spouse, you can cut back a bit. When you're dining with guests and friends, you should indulge a bit more. One of my favorite meals at Mar-a-Lago was lemongrass-infused salmon with scallion pancakes. I also enjoy the yellow heirloom tomato gazpacho with summer squash and lingonberry sorbet, which is out of this world. I tend to be a little more partial to meals that include Caesar salad, meatloaf, strip steak, or roast chicken, and you should adjust your diet based upon your own tastes. With immediate family and close friends, there tend to be larger portions and multiple courses. Pan-seared foie gras with spiced pumpkin bread and wild Maine blueberries, followed by mango soup with shallot flan, is one of Gary's classics. He also serves Parmesan-crusted sea bass with celeriac potatoes, bok choy, and sauce beurre blanc. To finish the meal, even if you're on the Mar-a-Lago diet, Gary often provides a selection of minuscule desserts or an incredible Grand Marnier souffle. If you're a drinker, which I'm not, enjoy a glass of fine wine, but don't overindulge in alcohol. It can be a high-calorie and dangerous habit. I once asked Gary to tally up the food orders during the busiest part of Mar-a-Lago season. Apparently, it's not unusual for the club to purchase 100 pounds of Florida stone crab, 40 pounds of fresh grade A foie gras, 12 points of high-grade caviar, Ocetra beluga or Sevruga, and 400 pounds of sea bass each week. And of course, all these foods work within the Mar-a-Lago diet. To summarize the Mar-a-Lago diet, number one, it has to be served in a fantastic setting. Number two, it has to look fantastic. Number three, it has to taste incredible. Number four, it cannot make you gain weight. If you eat the best foods and watch your waistline, you'll begin to look and feel great in no time.